Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here. World headquarters of Southern California Sport Fishing Voice with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. We're having a great time talking about paradise.
Paradise it is, man. We're having a great show, and we want to have you be a part of that show. If you've got questions for John, if you want to talk tackle, you want to talk the East Cape, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. One more time, that phone number, 213-432-1090, or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We got a lot of great text messages that we'll be reading throughout the show today. And again, make sure, as Pete said, that you include your contact info when you send us a text, because you might be the lucky winner of a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. We are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. It's a pair of Costas, and you get your choice. You get a gift certificate that you're gonna. It's gonna allow you to order any pair of glasses from CostaDelMar.com up to a $300 value. You. Again, both the texters and the callers are eligible. At the end of the show, we're going to have John flip a coin. That coin is going to determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, and you might be hooked up with a brand new pair of Costas.
Yeah, so let's find out what's biting out there, Ricky.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch board. That one's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Hey, low prices are great, and boy, with the last couple of weeks, low prices means everything, and Summit is the leader in low-price gasoline. Not only do they have that killer free ice promotion, but what sets Summit apart from the rest, it goes a lot deeper than just that. Like Martha, that's the store manager. She heads up a very well-trained and busy staff. They offer frozen bait and chum for the fishermen, gourmet Italian coffees, discounted bait certificates from Everingham Brothers, and of course that 100 pounds of free ice to our listeners with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline, it's an easy in and out with your boat trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena, and with gas as crazy as it is, saving a few cents on each gallon really makes a big difference right now.
Sometimes they're 30, 40 cents a gallon less than everybody else.
It really is. Like, they are, it's an awesome, awesome spot. So, yeah, Summit Gasoline right at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a not miss for sure. Let's find out what's going on with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, John. Great show. I'm having fun listening to all that warm Mexico stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, boy. But, hey, guys, we definitely got a good news, bad news type of report here this week. The weather guys sure got it right this time. Yeah. Forecasting a little rain and a lot of wind. That's gusting 41 at Avalon and 64 at SBI last night.
What?
That's rude. That sucks. But so that's the bad news. No checking out the banks and islands this weekend, guys. But good news is rockfish season is now open. You do want to be aware of the new limits on reds and chuckleheads there. And as soon as the weather backs off, it's going to be game on. So before the storm over at Catalina, we're definitely seeing a little bit of sign of our springtime sea bass season coming together. Not a lot of signal yet, but, you know, a little pick here and there, mostly backside east. There have been some big ones mixed in there, so you got to have your tackle in really good conditions there. But it's been mostly back east, and it's also a good spot to look around for some bait there, kind of in the V's up to the Salta Verde zone. It'd be a good place to look. There's been a little bit hanging out there. And as far as the Bonita fishing, there's been some pretty good fishing on either side of the closure, the one-point closure there in the middle of the island on either side of that. Been some sign of Bonita. Stay out of it, though. They're definitely writing tickets, and they are of a substantial amount. And then on the beach for the weather, good sign of local cod there, especially up in Santa Monica Bay. Man, that's some really good red fishing up there. This wind is going to put a damper on the local bass fishing. They were biting pretty good, but it's blowing hard enough it's really going to roll the water here and show it off for a little bit. So take a few days for that to straighten out. And then on an interesting note, you know, it's definitely time for sea bass watch on the local spots here. You know, and a lot of our local fish are good ones. So, again, you want to have your tackle in really good shape. And you also want to be prepared as just found this out yesterday here. There's been a little tiny sprinkle of some great big yellows hanging around on some of these local spots. You might be fishing for a sea bass too. So you might think you're hooking a big old white sea bass, and it turns out to be a 30-pound yellowtail. There's been a few around. So we'll have to wait for this weather to straighten out, which looks like it's going to here in the next couple of days, and we'll be ready for a good springtime fishing. It's coming, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys are on it. This is the time of the year you have to have fishdope.com because conditions change so rapidly, right, Mark?
Boy, they do. They really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they go downhill in a hurry, and then they can bounce back. You know, the water seems like it's been pretty resilient all winter.
Yes.
So it's going to be good.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $20 off. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is code 714-840-4262, the website pacificedgetackle.com. And get your gear ready, guys, because springtime's coming and fish are going to be biting.
And you know what? After this next week, it's supposed to be beautiful. Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Surface high, yellowtail, and no wind.
Yeah, I like it. All right. We're ready for it.
Just looking at the moon tide situation for next weekend, and I was telling one of the guys that I fish with a lot, I said, you know, I think we maybe ought to go check that island out. It's about that time.
I like your style, Mark.
Cool. All right, Mark, thanks for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, well, we got a bonus report. We're going live to Captain Bill Cavanaugh calling us this morning from the Intrepid. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. How are we doing?
Hey, doing great. I saw the boat pull in this morning, and it looked like you were unloading some nice fish.
Yeah, we just got in from our last trip of the year. We just finished our offload. I touched base with Rick yesterday on the cell phone. I got a pretty cool story I want to share with everyone.
It's good.
I gave Rick a little tidbit of it yesterday, but I got to finish this story, Rick. At any rate, no, I just want to, you know, this was our last trip of the season. What a year we just had. Holy cow, our season started April 15th. We ran solid all the way until now, March 5th. So, incredible season, last trip of the year. This was a 16-day trip. It was a charter with Steve Schmidt, who's a family friend of Rick. You know, Steve, Rick, he stopped by the shop, I think, the day before we left on this trip.
Yes, and my dad worked together for years. Great dude. Yeah, really, really good. Really good people. I was so stoked to hear. And I guess I just didn't put two and two together that this was his trip. So I'm really stoked to hear that you guys had such great fishing.
Yeah. We had a great trip. But it was really awesome because he did a limited load of only 13 people. So everyone had their own stateroom. It was a really unique trip in that regard, and everyone had a blast. Had overall good fishing down the Hurricane Bank. We scratched every day that we were there. We had shots at 100-plus pound fish every day at the bank. The last morning, though, this is what happened the last morning. So we had wind against the current the whole trip. I'm sitting there 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm pulled up a little bit shallower than I wanted to, so I'm like, I got to re-anchor. So 4:30 in the morning, it's me and Sam. Sam pulls the anchor with me. Get repositioned. I'm kind of watching how we're sitting. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is going to work. I like where we're sitting. This works. I step out the wheelhouse door, and I hear this commotion. I'm like, what in the world is that? I look out the window. I'm thinking it's like a foam or a skipjack because we'd had some skipjack on us earlier in the morning. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. That's not skipjack. What are they on sardines? I'm like, those aren't sardines. Those are cabietos. So there's this school of yellowfin tuna that's chasing this ball of cabietos towards the boat. And I just start yelling at Sam. I'm like, Sam, those are cabietos. So I go to the back deck on the upper deck. I hand the flyer scoop down to Sam. Sam gets the scoop. I get the other scoop. We go back there. This school of yellowfin tuna has this ball of cabietos pushed up against the hull of the boat. It's 4:30 in the morning, so this ball of cabietos is up against the hull of the boat, underneath the lights, and this school of 50 to 120-pound yellowfin tuna are feeding on this ball of bait right up next to the boat. It was straight out of Blue Planet Discovery Channel. It's like, oh, my Lord, what is happening here? So in the melee of all this, Sam and I are scooping cabietos. We filled two tanks. We got two tanks of cabietos. This school of tuna is pushing through this ball of bait right next to the boat.
I clamber
upstairs. I wake up the crew. I get on the PA system. You guys want to get up. These things are biting. I go back on the back deck. Everyone that's got a line in the water is hooked up. My crew did a really good job getting their boots on and tool belt, and they're ready for action. They get down there, and I'm just like, I want to keep this school with us. Like, you know, the ball of Caballitos had left, and I was afraid that that school had pushed the Caballitos away and they were going to, you know, wander off. So I get up on the tank, and I'm throwing steady one Caballitos on the corner, and every single bait that hits the water is a boil. It was one of the most amazing things I've seen in my sport fishing career, I'm not going to
lie. Oh, my God.
What an experience.
You can just picture, like, standing on the deck of the boat and looking down and seeing that school blowing through that ball of bait. That is so cool.
What a great story. And the result, a lot of fish on the deck?
Yeah, I mean, we had 13 people. So when the dust had settled, I mean, they stopped fishing. It was still biting. But when they stopped fishing, we had 50 fish on the deck, and they were all 50 to 125.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
What a trip.
Yeah, I was going to say, if every single guy's got one on, you still only get 13 out of it.
Yeah. What a way to finish, though, right?
Oh, that was so awesome.
Incredible.
Everybody was just so pumped. What a cool experience for everyone to see that, and just the way it all unfolded was really awesome. Obviously, I didn't get any pictures or anything, but one of our customers took a quick video of me and Sam scooping those Caballitos. I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page today. So if anybody wants to check it out, it's going to be up on the Intrepid Facebook. But yeah, that was really awesome. What a great way to end a good trip and a great season for us. That was really cool.
Serious exclamation point to an end of a very successful season.
Absolutely.
So what happens now? Maintenance?
Yes, sir. We're going to do a quick haul, block, and launch, hydro wash, zincs, go back in the water, do a little bit of paint work. We're going to start fishing April 12th.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys aren't messing around. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great, Bill. Great story. Thanks for sharing that with us. Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid. Appreciate that. Congratulations on a great finish to your season, and good luck with the next one coming up right around the corner.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, Bill.
A few weeks.
Right. Enjoy
you guys. Thank you so much. You guys do an awesome job. Take care.
All right.
That's
thanks
awesome.
For the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's continue with our catch report now. Head on down to San Diego, C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, as you can see, there's a little bit of weather today, so a little bit of a wash as far as the fishing trips go the last couple of days, but we did have the local rockfish opener earlier in the week, and the Seaforth went out there on those half-day trips, and about what you'd expect, really good bottom fishing, a little bit of bass in the mix there, and they got a few days of that in there, and they will keep doing that through the month here once the weather cleans up and they can get back out there. But I think what a lot of people have been waiting for, we can finally tell you, is the San Diego goes online again for their full-day trip starting a week from today, next Saturday.
All right.
On the 12th. They will be running some Coronado Island trips to start those off. So definitely head online, make reservations for those. If that's something you want to do, those trips tend to fill up pretty quickly. At least for the first part of the season here, he's going to be running trips to Coronado Island, so a passport will be required. So make sure you have that. Make sure it's a valid current passport. And we also have the Tribute going out. They have a schedule, a trip scheduled. The next one is not next week, the 25th, departing on a day and a half. 25th fishing, 26th coming back, 27th. He'll be running a few more of those. We're starting to put other trips online, so definitely rolling the season here again started. Keep an eye on the website there, seaforthlanding.com. All our trips that we schedule are going to get put up there, half days, full days, as day and a half. When we put other trips online, they'll be up there. And there are some trips scheduled throughout the season here, so if you're looking to make trips further near, you can do that. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come down and visit us in person. As usual, visit Tackle Shop there. Get your gear tuned up and ready to go because the season is right around the corner here. Not that it ever really stopped, but it's going to get back into full swing pretty quick here.
Yeah, and I can tell you this. Next Saturday when the San Diego runs, it'll be Captain Ryan Bastian running the boat because Captain Matt Brolla will be here in the world headquarters talking about Captain's Concepts. So the yellowtail man will be taken to the Coronado Islands.
I will say this,
right,
too. If you are a guy that's got questions about surface iron yellowtail fishing, very few people exist that are going to be better than answering your questions than Captain Matt Brolla.
Yeah.
I mean, Gavin as well, for sure.
Yeah, and Gavin, Gavin from the Pacific Queen will be here, too.
Yeah.
Talking
about, it's going to be a really good show.
Yeah, and that's a week from today.
If you want to talk about some wizards with gear and fishing in general, it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, for sure.
In the way the last couple seasons have been going, I wouldn't put it past Matt to be in the studio and catching fish at the same time. But
yeah, figure something out.
Indeed. Well, hey, sure appreciate that report. And if somebody wants to go to Seaforth, how do we get a hold of you?
Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there. You can make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office if you have any questions or if you just prefer to do it over the phone, 619-224-3383. Keep an eye on the socials at Seaforth Landing everywhere for any updates there. Or, as usual, come down and visit us in person, pick up a burrito next door, and get out there on the water.
Great job, Marcos. As always, we appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on at Seaforth, and we will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump to those jam-packed phone lines.
Every single phone line full, bunch of texts lined up to talk to John. We're going to jump right back into it and talk to Carl. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Carl, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, my question for Ricky. I want a Kuma Makura 15 on the reel of wheat. What kind of a rod would I want to put on that?
So Makura 15 would be a reel that you would fish anywhere from, say, as light as 30 pound and as heavy as like a 50 or 60 pound outfit. And I would say 40 and 50 would probably suit that reel the best, most common. And, you know, a 40 to 50 pound rod would often be like a 7 foot rod, maybe a Calstar Graphiter, a 700 heavy would be a great one. A 7 foot heavy Terramar from Shimano might be a good one. Lots of good options. Depends a little bit on what you were doing, but if I was going to pick a favorite rod right off the bat, Calstar 700 heavy.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a great text here. It's kind of a fun text from Greg in San Clemente. Hey, what is the connection of Rancho Leonero with Keith Richards? And I know the story. It's kind of a funny story. And that's the thing is the ranch has a lot of history, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of history. I was actually when we...
Keith Richards, of course, from the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Yeah. Keith Richards himself, yeah. I was actually going through a divorce. And I was down in Cabo San Lucas fooling around and having fun. And I ran into Keith and a couple other gentlemen, and we actually had a house over in Cabo Bayo, and we're staying over there. And he was interested in the property and the ranch. And long story short, I went over there and I ended up purchasing it. But he was the one who actually found it in the first place. There was a real estate agency in Bonita, Sunview Properties, that had the listing. And but he was the one who turned me on to it.
He was the guy.
Yeah. A lot of fun. This is back in the old days when
there was hardly
anybody down there. Not to my knowledge, yeah. No. And I haven't run into him since, but we had a fun month. he got married down there to Patty Hansen right at the same time, and I attended the wedding. Yeah, quite the deal. A lot of history down there.
Now, did you get the
a lot of good times?
Did you get the scoop on him and snatch it before he could get to it, or did he decide to pass? Like, how did you end up getting it when he was looking at it?
Well, he was in and out, and sure. and he had other interests, and he kind of lost interest. He was. I don't want to go into the whole thing.
Yeah, that's all good. But you anyway. Saw it, fell in love with it, and knew this was the place.
Well, I knew, yeah. And I'd gone over there, and I went snorkeling on the reef. I was smart enough to have brought my mask and fins with me. And everybody else sat in the car and did whatever, and I went out snorkeling,
yeah.
And on the reef, and it just blew me away.
Like, whoa,
well, there's
awesome.
A school of Jack Crevel that I swam right in the middle to, and I could actually touch him, which I'd never done. I dove all over the world. It was just incredible snorkeling in front, and that's what really took me on the ranch and carried me. I had goosebumps on my arms when I came out. I couldn't couldn't believe it was for sale. You know, it's like a park. It's like, are you kidding? This is actually for sale. So I spent about a year and a half trying to figure out what the glitch was, the skeleton in the closet.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. It was a clean deal. And I ended up doing it. But I had a hydrologic study done by San Diego State University. And I had line of title. There's an old guy, Oscar Salas, who was a Cuban Latin title expert with first American title. So I had the first title insurance policy in Mexico.
Wow.
With first American title. And he did a complete, you know, title search. And it was very simple. You know, the ranch is out of an old Spanish land grant that was given Rancho Los Martires out of there. And so it was a very clean line of title. And back then, you know, there was no desal to speak of. So you can produce electricity, but water you can't at that time anyway. So making sure that we had plenty of water at the ranch was quite the deal.
And what year was this?
I was on it. It was 80.
1980.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was down there, you know, 78, 79. But it
was there a road?
I ran into him. Well, the road was paved all the way
down
in 74, all the way down from Tijuana through La Paz and down below, but completely different.
I can't imagine.
It was so much. It was pretty cool back in those days.
Well, I remember the days in 1992, I think, when you started with us, 91, 92, you used to have to bribe the cassette person to make the calls in on the...
Yeah, I sure did. I remember I used to do it both Saturday and Sunday morning.
I was chosen.
I was actually the first one to do the call-in fish reports.
Yep.
And I would ride up on my ATV up the beach, and it was when you could run the whole way up on the beach and actually make it in 10 or 15 minutes. I'd wail up there, and but I had to bribe the cassette girl, and there were only three phone lines in the whole area going in and out, and they had the batteries, had a little crank, click, 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 crank it up to get it. But the, and so the phone operator to... otherwise you don't call. And of course I had to bribe her to come in early because the show was an hour difference, right? So I would bribe her and come up, and to me it was great because at that time there's so little communication between the United States and up here and down there. There just was no way. So when I'd call into the radio show, it was all I could do. Hey guys, what's going on?
What else is happening?
You know, you'll give me the news from up there.
Totally.
So it was interesting. Then I'd ride back, and it was always a great day when I'm done with the show. You know, I'd run back down the beach. It's a special spot down there.
Yeah, I love that,
pretty cool.
And the crazy thing is, it's changed, but not that much.
No, it really hasn't. But it is changing.
Yeah,
yeah, and much more rapidly now. So. That times are changing for sure, but it's a special spot, and it's still by so superior to Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Well, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick, and good morning, John.
Hello, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Hey, well, first of all, hey, Ricky, you getting any sleep?
No, I'm not.
He's looking good today. Maybe he's getting used to that.
You know, I mean, we're getting plenty enough sleep. I'd say he's doing pretty good. Last night he definitely threw us for a loop. But last night was not an easy one. But yeah, we're doing great, buddy.
Well, good. Think of you all the time, having gone through it ourselves. We know what you're going through, and congratulations.
You're talking about changing the diapers and how some people can stand it more than others, huh? How you doing,
Mark? John, I'm doing good, man. Good to hear your voice. I was, my phone, my iPhone, sends me memories every now and then. And the other day, 2 days ago, actually, they sent me a memory, and the picture that came up was of the crew from the show sitting at a table on the outside patio where we always eat, with the Sea of Cortez behind us, the mountains in the distance, and the ocean ablaze in orange color as the sun was setting. My God, what a gorgeous place. And in my mind, I don't care if the fish aren't biting. I don't care if the ATVs break down. I don't care if anything happens. I can sit in that one spot and just... It's the most beautiful place on earth. And if you ever change anything, I want to have a hit taken out on you.
Well, but no changes, Bart, I promise. We got to see you down there this year.
Yeah, I might add, there's five rooms left for our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament in June.
You've been talking to Pam.
Pam told me, she said... Five rooms left on our Rancho Leonero Let's Talk Hookup Tournament. Absolute prime time, early June. So maybe you and Jenny should come down, Bart.
Yeah. Well, with my knees, I can't go out. I just have to sit there and drink and smoke cigars and watch you guys from the patio.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, man, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. I'll join you.
I'll be keeping you company.
And that's the thing, is it's a great group of people we bring down. A lot of the regulars come down, and just a lot of fun. And, it's a fun tournament, and we have some nice prizes available, and a beautiful time of the year at the ranch.
Last year the fishing was red hot.
Oh my gosh!
It was Yellowfin City.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Lots of couples, too. Yeah. Like if you're thinking about wanting a trip to bring your wife down. I mean, lots of from hardcore fishing people that are down there for sure to couples to people just like you, Bart, that want to just kind of hang out and enjoy the scene.
It's a good group.
It really is a good group.
All the details are at letstalkhookup.com on the trips page. You can see it. I think it's our 26th annual. Jeez. Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero Tournament.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so.
And, John, you do a terrible job of explaining your rooms. Let me explain to the people what your rooms are.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
You walk in, there are giant tiles on the floor, just these giant, gorgeous Mexican tiles. It's a palapa roof. Who has a palapa roof anymore? It must cost you a fortune to do that. The bathroom is as big as half of my house. It is just the most amazing place. If you look out the window, and there's the Sea of Cortez. I mean, yeah. It is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, and you're steps away from the general area where the bar is and the restaurant. And absolutely, like you say, the most beautiful dining spot that I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's nowhere, no there's nowhere
in the world.
There's nowhere closer
the
to the water. Yeah. Nowhere. I have a story on that. Oh, and this year I spent $50,000 on replacing Palapas.
Wow.
They used to be by far the least expensive roof. Now they are
the most expensive.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, that was for $50,000 for four rooms, right?
For four rooms. Oh, wow.
It's horrible. Yeah, no, on the Federal Zone, it was a long time ago when I first came on to the ranch, and I had built the patios out into the Federal Zone, real close, too close to the water. And the inspector came and pointed it out, and the federal inspector, and I took care of him, and there wasn't a problem. He gave me a 30-year permit, right? And I thought, yeah, 30 years, I'll be dead in 30. This is way back. So 30 years rolled around, and all of a sudden my permit had expired, and I figured, oh, my, now they're going to come get me, make me tear that front patio. God, it would have been horrible. So my attorney came up and says, no, John, here's the deal, global warming. He says, back 30 years ago, he says, the water's much higher now.
Due to
global warming. So he said that to the inspector. Inspector went, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sign you off. Another 30, right?
Hey, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I love it.
We like that. Bart, great to hear from you.
Bart.
Thanks a lot for joining us and sharing a great memory. So do think about that, coming down and joining us there,
yeah,
Bart.
Try to.
Well, I might be celebrating by then, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
I like
Sounds
to hear
good.
It, Bart. Hey, when we come back,
bye-bye.
We got a lot more Let's Talk.
Say hi to Jen.
Yeah, see you, Bart. When we come back, we got a lot more coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here, talking fishing, talking fun. Again, phone lines absolutely packed solid. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Harvey. He's calling us from San Juan Capistrano this morning. Good morning, Harvey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having the best show on the radio. I have a question. I've been going down to East Cape for many years. Listen to your talking about going through Tijuana on the airport. Normally, we're good enough luck to bring back a box of frozen fish. What is the biggest problem of going, getting out of the airport and then walking across the border?
You know, it's not a big problem. It's a walk. You have to go, I'd say, half a mile maybe.
No,
quarter,
maybe.
Quarter mile.
A third maybe, yeah.
A third mile, yeah.
It's, and they have carts.
Yeah, to give you an idea, I just do carry-on normally. It takes me from the when the wheels hit the ground on the airplane to when I'm across the border on the U.S. side, it takes me 15 minutes, no more than 20 minutes. To go through.
Once in a while, there's a line.
Yeah.
Once in a while, but...
It depends on the flight.
It's become super popular, but they did expand customs, which is good. So
there's a lot more customs now. They have a lot more.
I remember back when they started, there was only like two customs booths.
Right.
Now there's like 10.
Yeah. They've really changed a lot. And they do have a lot more traffic going through there. But it's really, really easy. And easier and a lot cheaper. It's always like half the price of flying out of Lindbergh. And easy. I mean, I do it myself all the time, and I'm very comfortable with it. It's a smaller airport, less crowded. And when you get into Cabo San Lucas, you're in the domestic terminal.
That's the best.
You walk right off your airplane through the domestic terminal. No customs because you're domestic. You've flown from Tijuana. So you've done all your customs in Tijuana, and you're in and out. You know, and
versus the international terminal, you could wait an hour and a half in line if like five big planes come in all at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and that was always my luck. Like I would always, you know, I'd be like, you know, you're on the maybe on the tarmac getting ready to go into LAX customs, and then you just see the big, you know, 747
coming from Japan
right in front of you. It's like, oh man,
the Tokyo Express.
Yeah,
with 300. Yeah, no, last time I flew down a lot of times on Alaska, there were 12 airplanes at the gates. 12 airplanes, you know, disembarking people. It's the airport there. I mean, and I'm not dissing it. It's good for business and everything. But Cabo is extremely popular.
Very popular.
Most, and that airport can reflect it as well. So the domestic terminals, to me, Volaris is the way to go.
Yeah, and they have carts, free carts. You just put your cooler on the cart. You just walk it right through, and you're good. If you need assistance, they have people that will assist you for a fee.
Right,
a
couple
bucks. And a wheelchair or whatever. Yeah, so that's not an issue. One more hint on buying your tickets at Volaris.com, VOLARIS.com, is I always book the ticket from Tijuana to wherever my destination is, Cabo, not CBX. And here's why. If you book it through the CBX to Cabo versus Tijuana to Cabo, the CBX ticket is included in the ticket. That's it. So if you buy your ticket separately on CBX, you can use that ticket for a year from the day you purchased it.
Oh.
So it's a separate ticket. So if your plans change,
something changes. Oh, that's smart.
And I've had that happen where the flight changed, and then I get to the CBX, and it's like, no, this ticket's no good, so I have to pay another $3 or something. It's not a big deal, but it's just
that's smart,
my
though.
Suggestion. Book at Tijuana, Cabo, and rather than CBX Cabo, buy the ticket separately at the CBX website, and it's good for a year.
Right.
That's good.
That's what I do all the time. Plus, if you go to the CBX, a lot of times it doesn't offer all the flights. It does just straight Tijuana.
Yes, correct.
Which is, I have no idea why.
Because
it's Mexico.
Yeah.
but it makes no sense. So, yeah, you better. And then you can get on and buy your CBX ticket separately, you know, one way, and it's good annually for a year as well.
Yeah. There you go. Hope that helps you out.
Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot
good
for
info.
The call this morning.
All right. Hey, a good text that says, I've been to the ranch 3 times, and I can say it is my favorite place to go, period. I've definitely noticed that there's no jet skis. Are they not allowed? Personally, I love not seeing them there.
I do my very best to keep them off, you know. And they now with the Four Seasons and all that down there, they ran them out, and occasionally we'll see them. They're bad on the reef. They chase the fish off the reef, and this year we're going to rope off the reef to keep them out.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been too bad so far, but the area's changing, and And I'm not. I love to ride them and all that, but I'm not a big fan of them. They're noisy, and when you're actually snorkeling, you see one going by, you cannot believe how much bubbles, and like chaos they create in the water going through. It's no wonder it chases the fish off. So, I don't rent them at the hotel, and I do my best to keep them off.
Keep them away. Hey, thanks a lot for that. Hey, another great text from John, Bill, Gene, and Levi in Mission Viejo. Good morning to all. Last July, I took my first trip to the ranch with my wife and son for the first time and had a time of our lives. As John says, from the time the van picks you up with the AC room, excellent food, fishing of a lifetime, God's honest truth, I can't wait to do it again. So that's an example.
That's
the whole
man.
Family down
well
there
said.
Having
thank,
a
thank,
good time.
Thank you. Thank you.
And July has become super popular, right?
That's a good month.
Yeah, Pam was telling me July is like booking up.
July, May, June, July, and October, the big four. And now April as well is starting to become very, very popular.
Yeah.
Getting, you know, spring is really, really nice down there. And then you have August and September where the fishing is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And when you're on the water, it's just never that hot out on the water. If you got any kind of wind or you're moving around on the boat. And the rooms are air-conditioned. Yeah. And we're out on that point as well. So it's always a little breezy.
Cooler.
It's always cooler out. If you go on the temperature gauge in my car, from the ranch, it's always 10 degrees warmer if you're going to Los Brillas than it
for
is
sure.
on the ranch because we're out there on the water.
Yeah,
air circulating much. Yeah.
And then October is a beautiful time.
Oh, no. Yeah, good fishing.
And the weather cools down.
And this year, right into November, too, we had a dynamite. You know, and the wind didn't blow much. November, December, January, we got a little
nice.
In February. Yeah, it was a really nice year.
Yeah. Cool.
I wish I'd have been pushing the fishing.
Well, let's jump back in the phone. You never know.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Sean? Sean's called us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always good to hear you, John, every Saturday when you call in, I guess it is, and get reports
Sunday.
From you. And so I'm just curious. It's Sunday. It is Sunday. I figured it was. As I said, Saturday. Anyway, my wife and I are just a couple teachers, and we don't have a lot. We just want to know what the price ranges are on the hotel rooms or I shouldn't even call them hotel rooms, on the rooms there. Going from the lower price one to the higher price, I have two small kids and two older kids. Just wondering what it would end up costing us to bring all six of us down.
Well, you know, it's pretty reasonable. It really, really is. The rooms range from $200 to $400 for two people, all your meals included.
And that's the key, all meals included.
And how old are your kids, the two smaller ones, if they're... If they're under...
Right now they're seven.
I'm not sure, but
10 years old.
Okay. The younger kids are free, and then the older kids, it's $40 a day per extra for food.
If you are all in the same room.
Yeah, and if you're all in the same room. And we have rooms. Call Pamela and ask for room 4, 3, 4, or 5.
And there's a bunch of beds in that room if you want to share one room.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's got a beautiful patio. Those are great rooms.
Right on the water.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. And it's pretty reasonable. So you figure for that room, you figure for the whole family, $350 a day and fishing on top. So.
And that's all your meals, too.
And that's all your meals. And believe me, if you went over to Cabo, one meal will cost you $350.
I was going to say, like, if you start adding things up, if you're able to get a good deal on your airfare out of Valaris flying out of TJ, there is no better value for a mega, I mean, it's a killer resort vacation. Like, you will not touch that price anyway. You know, it's fantastic.
A van ride costs you about $80 each way, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, $80 to $100 each way.
Yeah, for the whole family, it'd be $100
each way. $100 each way.
Just when you start figuring out what it costs to go somewhere and just pay for three meals a day for the family, I mean, that's where your value is.
No, it's really, really reasonable. You can, when you call in, Pamela will help you so you know exactly what it costs. You can redline it to the penny of exactly what, so you'll know what to expect. And it's very reasonable. It really is.
All right.
Hey, great one. Appreciate it, Sean.
Thank
good luck.
You, Sean.
Have a great trip down there. Good text came through from Mike in Orange County. He says, good morning, John. I live in the O.C. What airlines offer direct flights from Orange County? We touched on it a little bit, but how far is the lodge from the airport? Is there a shuttle service? And lastly, what are the steps for booking a trip? That was from Mike in Orange County.
Alaska Southwest, I'm pretty sure.
Both. Out of Orange County,
out
yes.
Out of Orange County, both of those fly nonstop in. And what were
the no worries. The distance from the lodge to the airport.
It's an hour. An hour ride each way.
Is there a shuttle service?
Yes.
And then lastly, what are the steps involved in booking his trip?
Just call the office. We'll take care of everything. You know, one thing we do is we keep it as simple as possible for you. It's really a no-brainer throughout the whole thing, and you just enjoy yourself and let us worry about it. We'll set up everything for you. Pam and the officer, Jeannie, my daughter, and we'll pick you up right in front of
the... You set the shuttle up, everything but the airfare.
Everything but the airfare is what we do. And again, we strongly recommend Volaris out of Tijuana. Here, if you're up in Orange County...
Yeah, but Southwest and Alaska out of Orange County, it's so much easier. It's going to cost you a little bit more. Yeah. And who knows how long this test thing is going to go on. I mean, hopefully they're going to eliminate that soon.
Well, you'd think. You would think. But you know, even so with the family... It's almost worth your while to drive to Tijuana and park your car there.
$15 a day.
Yeah, I think it's $15 a day to leave your car there, and the airfare is going to be half of what it would be out of Orange County just for your
hobby. Yeah.
But there are two, both Southwest and Alaska fly nonstop daily.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm hating on Alaska.
No.
That's where all my miles are from. It's just such an inexpensive option.
Yes.
And you're not. It'd be one thing if you're taking a flight across the country. You're not. You get up in the air. By the time you realize you're flying, you had a little snack. The gear's coming down. It's such a short flight that why not? You know what I mean? Alaska's going to be a little more comfortable.
Yep.
Maybe even a little easier to deal with. There's plenty of reasons to do it, but the flight is so short and it's so easy to do the Volaris thing. Why not just save the bus?
Either way.
Totally.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry if Alaska's an advertiser.
No, sorry. No, nothing like that. I just
No, but I fly Alaska a lot. I mean,
me too.
That's where all my miles are.
I love Alaska as well.
They do a great job.
And so is Southwest.
Another good airline.
But that's what you should take from that. I fly Alaska all the time. You fly Alaska all the time. Like all my miles are with Alaska.
Yes.
And I still fly.
Yeah, I'm MVP on Alaska.
That's what I'm saying. Like the opportunity. Most of my flights are that way, but I still fly Volaris.
Yes.
It's just so easy.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you, Mike.
Good text.
Appreciate that. Very good. Another good text here is this is from. He sent it a second. It's from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. He says, "Good morning. Are there golf courses available nearby and are open to the ranch guests? Also, for the wives, is there shopping in Los Barriles? Do they need to go to La Paz or Cabo?" Good question.
Yeah.
There's basic shopping in Los Barriles. Tourist curios and all that. San Jose del Cabo is beautiful. It's an old town. If you go down in the central area, there's lots of shops and store art studios. That's very, very nice. La Paz is an old town as well. A lot of history there and a lot of good stores there as well. Pretty basic in Los Pueblos.
About an hour and a half. To each hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half each way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe an hour and 45 minutes to La Paz. To get there. So.
Yeah. I know San Jose del Cabo had plenty of shops down there.
In San Jose.
That's about an hour, right?
Yeah, it's about an hour and 10. It's just beyond the airport. But it's, like I say, right now we just so much less crowded over by us now.
Right.
Yeah. And Cabo gets pretty busy. I'd strongly recommend San Jose rather than Cabo. Because it's an old town, more established.
Yeah, there's a lot of shops.
Touristy, but not as touristy.
Right. And what about golf courses?
Okay, golf courses. We have one close to us, but it's very exclusive and private. So far. We can arrange, Gary Barnes Webb, my old manager, can help you arrange to golf over in San Jose and Cabo, which is an hour 10, an hour and 20 minutes, and get preferred green fees and all that, but it's a drive. And I'm not sure if they're ever going to open up this golf course to to the public.
To the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad because it's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah. No, I can see it from my house.
Yeah.
It's a Robert Penn Jones Jr. It's a beautiful course. Beautiful.
But there's plenty of fantastic courses in Cabo.
Oh,
they're not cheap. I will warn you that.
Yeah.
But Gary, like you said, can get preferred tee times.
Yeah.
He's got the in there and can help you out.
Yeah. Speaking of Bart and Jenny always go golf Gary,
yeah.
and gets very, very reasonable green fees. So we do send people over pretty regularly to golf, but too bad our neighbors not cooperating.
Yeah.
That's Four Seasons in a month, and they're just they're a little hoity-toity.
Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got that. How about Lance and Vista up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Lance, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. Once again, always putting together a good show for us. Really appreciate it.
What's
calling nice? Actually on a topic about the smog that they were about to enforce on some of the boats. And I was getting my hair cut and just BSing with my barber about fishing. And I was sitting next to a Coast Guard. And the guy was telling us that the way to get around that is just registering your boat federally, not through the state. And he's like, yeah, it works. It's a way to go. You pay, I think you pay less, and it's I think you only have to register every other year, potentially, your boat. But just want to see if you guys know anything about registering your boat federally versus through the state.
I have a Coast Guard registered boat, Field Research Coast Guard registered, federally registered. You have to do it once a year. It's like $25 or something like that. It's not a big deal. But, yes, they would be subject to the CARB issues. Every boat in the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, every boat up and down the coast is federally registered by the Coast Guard. They're still subject, unfortunately, to this ridiculous CARB thing that's around here in the next couple of weeks. So that was not true. He needs to study his rules there.
good. Yeah, I mean, good thought on.
It's a good idea.
But
is it a nice idea to register your boat federally with the Coast Guard? Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's and a lot of the larger vessels are registered
most
without, and you don't have to put CF numbers on.
Right.
You don't have to put a sticker on every year. You just register with the Coast Guard and you're done.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into him and talk to Eric calling from Valley Center this morning. Hi, Eric. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good show again. And I was just have a couple questions. How do you handle someone that's kind of sort of halfway handicapped that can barely walk? And what kind of facilities do you have on the boats for the women?
Well, we have bathrooms on most of the boats. A couple of the Pongas have bathrooms. If you have a woman that needs a bathroom, then you need to go on the cruisers. But it's the women go all the time. We've got bunches of wives that go along with their husbands. And then there's a bunch of women that stay on the beach and bunch up. The women love it. Women really
hang out by the pool, by the bar.
And go for
walks on the beach.
Time goes by really fast down there. And we are set up for handicapped. We have a couple rooms that we have ramps. And also, we if you want to fish and you're handicapped and you have a problem getting around, then I strongly recommend the Ponga because we load you on the beach and then push the boat into the water. And then when you come back out, we run the boat up on the beach. You get back out in the sand. And we also have a whole gang of people to help you get on and off. And it's really not a problem. Keep in mind the ranch is real small. It's 34 rooms and it was loaded with employees. And everybody's watching out for you, really taking care of you. So we have a number of handicapped people come down every year. Mm-hmm. And we take great care of them. They always have, and they come back every year, too.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I had a text
that's
probably best answered by both Pete, you and John. It says, this is from Jim. I'm wanting to go fly fishing off the beach. Which size fly rod and fly should I look forward to taking on a trip down to the ranch? It's been way too long.
I would bring an 8 to 9 weight fly rod, maybe a 10 for some of the bigger roosters, but I think you can do everything you need to do with an 8 or 9. And I would highly recommend, too, if you're going to do that, is hire one of the local beach guides. What's the guy that works out of your ranch?
Jeff DeBrown.
Jeff DeBrown, yeah. Jeff DeBrown's great. They have the ins and outs, but
they know how to do it. They catch some amazing fish
there.
Amazing fish.
Yeah.
How big that. I think
I saw one rooster fish come out last year that had to be 85, 90 pounds on fly.
Wow.
The beach.
And
wow.
Rooster's not an easy fish to take on artificial. You know, we get so many guys come through the tackle store. Hey, I'm going down to see John at the ranch. You know, what artificials, you know, would you pick out for me? And that's not an easy nut to crack on artificial, but you've always said that they bite the fly. Like, that's one of the exceptions to the rule. They do like biting the fly.
They bite the fly better than they do conventional artificial, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. And they're a feisty fish, and they're a look-up feeder, right? Mm-hmm. They're in shallow water. And I think there's a lot of it's anger biting as well. But the fact that the fly's right on the surface and drag along on the top is right up their alley. And they feed on smaller fish normally, too, mm-hmm. sardine and little needlefish and stuff inside there. But it does. They catch it. And to me, the whole fly deal amazes me anyway. When they first came down and said, we're going to catch a marlin on the fly, I'm going, yeah, right. Yeah. We had a boat last year that caught 7 marlin in one day.
Yeah.
One sail and six marlin.
Pongaderos, captains that specialize in fly, four fly fishermen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have four guys that do really good.
That know their stuff.
Yeah, and you don't really need a guide with them. They'll position you properly, chum the fish up for you, get you upwind. They do know their stuff.
And I wouldn't recommend an 8 or a 9 for a marlin, for sure. You need something more like a 14 or a 12 or something like that.
When you see the tip, it starts making more sense. It's that little shock absorber.
Yeah.
That really helps the program. But they catch big yellowfin, too. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know how they dive straight down, and you don't have a whole lot of line on your reel? Yeah.
I'm sticking a trout on it.
Maybe a bonefish. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes in ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out whether the big winner is coming from a caller or a texter for a brand new pair of Costas. John,
all right, John,
do us the honors.
Line.
Ready?
Flip it.
callers today. All right, so big congratulations. Donovan in Murrieta, you got yourself a brand new pair of Costas. Congratulations. You're going to love them. I'm telling you, man, check out those Spiro XLs. I love mine.
Yeah. Tune alley. Yeah. Hey, thanks, John Donovan. Ireland, Rancho Leonero. If somebody wants to come down and visit a wonderful place, Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252. 646 Baja. Or RanchoLeonero.com. We're already posting pictures for this year. Nice big.
They're already biting.
Yeah. Tail.
And again, we have some rooms available for our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in early June. It's a prime time thing. We have fun. We have great prizes to give away, and it's a fun tournament. There's no seriousness involved unless Bob Blum wants to get money out of here. But it's really a good time of the year, and any time of the year down there. From April to October, November is a great time.
It is. And it's a good group of people. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really, really worthy.
And
it's surprising we still have 5 rooms available.
I know.
Take advantage.
Yeah, take advantage of it. Because I know that I was talking to Pam. You just talk to Pam or Jeannie, and they'll fill you in kind of on all the insides and outs.
Pam and Jeannie know more about the ranch than I do.
Yeah. That's the way it should be, right? They're manning the phones.
Ask them. Ask Pam.
Yeah.
Jeannie, I don't know.
They're headed down there right now.
Yeah, they are. Are they on their way today?
Yeah, I think they're heading down there pretty soon. Yeah, so that's going to be...
See, you know more than I do.
Yeah. But it's a good time and such a great... Great
place in the world, buddy.
Yeah,
favorite
sure.
of the world.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Many years.
Yeah, many years. Like maybe. Almost 30 now. I look forward to many more, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, tomorrow, I'm out of here. I'm headed to Suwatmeo, and I'll be back by next Saturday. But Rick and Corey are going to talk tuna and calicos tomorrow. It's going to be a fun show, freelance show. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. And thanks a lot to Christian for manning the phones and the board there back east. And then, of course, to Adam, our main man with the app. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.